This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. 12 in a row.
Welcome.
Our last night.
Back door.
RVS. RVS. Not CVS. CVS should hire RVD for commercials. That'd be fun.
Oh, man. What did Blind Horse used to do back in the day for Valentine's?
Make you pay cash for everything?
Like, where do you go now to Valentine's line dance?
Oh, man. You go to Firmament.
If I had... Lord, Paige.
We're going to Cowboys Nightlife or Silver Fox.
Dude.
Welcome to Whispers.
Oh, Lord. I freaking... Wait a minute, this is Shenandoah. It's not Ricky Van Shelton, right?
No, Shenandoah. Ricky Van Shelton. No. Yeah, Shenandoah.
And Shenandoah, Paige, remember, she was on 90210.
She really rest in peace?
Shenandoah. Oh, yeah, she died.
Yeah, left us last year.
Shannon Doherty, not Shenandoah. Shenandoah.
Brenda left us. Trying to mix it up with some good songs of, you know, kind of...
Oh, love-related.
Trying to get a theme going. I don't want to make it too soft or, you know...
But wonder why, like, I don't know what, you know, I've never deeply listened to the lyrics here. And if you're listening to this on the podcast later, this song is Two Dozen Roses by Shenandoah.
Yep.
Good luck reading that on the podcast transcripts.
If he had them, would you change your mind?
But, like, why would it take two, though? Like, if he walked up there with half a dozen or a full, she's going to be like, hands folded, looking at him sideways, like, yeah. You only brought one dozen roses,
Shenandoah? Why is that a good gift? Why are flowers a good gift? I don't get it.
Because they used to, only the royals had them, and they had rose gardens, and no one else was allowed to even plant them. And if you had one, it meant you stole one from royalty, or you somehow were growing your own. It's kind of like weed.
I mean, dandelions are cool because you can blow them off.
What about mandelions? Do you like those?
I mean, like, look. Look at this pepper necklace, for example.
Oh, man. I'm surprised they're still here. No one stole our oodle follows.
I was going to make a bikini out of them.
Like, it don't.
They're not really on trend to wear them publicly.
Like, it don't do anything.
But I don't think they'll cover enough.
You didn't feel more powerful when you put it around your neck?
I really did. But, like, women with flowers, they're like, you're like, look at them. It's that pretty. But they don't do anything. They just sit there.
But it's what they, like, well, diamonds don't necessarily tell them how much a man loves them either.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
You know that answer was coming.
The greatest manipulation of its time, the De Beers family, that, and the Coca-Cola family, they invented Santa Claus, and at least our modern interpretation of them. And then De Beers, you know, they hold diamonds to make them go up in price.
Well, that's true. It's not the size that matters of the diamonds.
But then they do lab. So my jeweler. Well, my jeweler is my uncle, and my uncle's a jeweler. and my aunt too. But you know, younger people, and this is just from a little short conversation. I don't sit around and talk about jewelry, believe it or not. But like younger people seem to be like okay with like lab created diamonds, and they don't. My uncle and my aunt, they do the real deal, because younger people think about.
Is it less of a diamond?
I think they saw Blood Diamond recently, the younger people, the movie, and they're like, oh, gosh. You know how younger people are kind of puss?
They like, think they're going to change the world, woke, socially awake.
I felt that way at one point. It was Deadhead Summer. And I mean, you're just not. It's not going to change. And it's more fun to just roll with it than to just fight against it, I feel.
Yeah.
I'm
roll with the machine. I'm not raging.
Can you tell the difference?
I'm joking half-assed about that. I'm not saying don't show, you know, your feelings about things. But the point was is that it's more of just it's a generational thing. So I just wondered, like, so then their kids, will they even care about jewelry at all? Like, as far as what it means, the whole three-month thing that started with an ad in a magazine.
I don't
it
think they
literally
will.
Just came up. What should they cost? What 3 months of whatever they make?
What it, oh, okay. I mean, when is it such a nice gesture and you don't go into debt for if you get matching bands and get engaged? That's just as sweet.
The man don't get an engagement ring.
Well, why not?
Well, we did have the one text where the guy said that his girl wanted him to get one, but I mean, you'd be the only one. Nobody else is going to do it.
I mean, plus, and everybody's just going to assume you're already married. If a guy's wearing a wedding band, it's not an engagement ring.
Plus, if it's fake, is anybody going to know? Nobody's going to walk up to you like Les Gold with a little eyepiece and look at your ring and say, it's not real.
Since it's my birthstone, I've had diamonds since I was a little kid. And I have
you are part of the Wrigley family.
No, I mean, it's just, you know,
she played with diamonds as toys. We had jacks. No. She had diamonds.
But my dad gave me, like, a little tiny diamond when I was a baby, and I've always...
What?
I had, like, this little diamond necklace when I was little.
As a baby?
Mm-hmm. Because he got it somewhere and gave my mom some jewelry when he was in some other country somewhere, and...
Privileged page, everyone. Welcome.
Send us jewelry.
Wow. I never got into it.
I mean, like, what?
Jewelry, any type of jewelry.
Well, it's not to say that it's not. I mean, look.
And there are a lot of people going to buy it today.
Oh, so many. So many. I saw yesterday that so men think that today is the day to get engaged. Women are like, no, it's not. And I know why women think that. You know why women think that. And yeah. I'm not trying to do a battle of the sexes thing right here, but you know why. Okay, she doesn't.
Yeah, she's not.
She's shaking her head yes, but not uttering a word. Why? Why don't women want to get engaged on Valentine's Day, Paige? It's, you know why.
Well, because it's going to take away from.
Yes, that's
else.
Right. Yeah. You'll be skipping a gift down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's like why no one wants to share a birthday with Jesus. A, your birthday is going to get overshadowed by his. B, you're not going to get much Christmas presents.
Yeah, that's true. You're a combo baby.
And I'll be honest with you, I can't remember the day we got engaged.
How dare you, Paige? I remember when we got engaged.
Do you remember we had the guy who was going to propose to his girl on Valentine's and her dad said, don't do it? She will say no.
Absolutely. Well,
so if you're going to do it today,
and if you're going to do it, do it.
If you're going to do it today, don't do it today. Wait till 12:01 tonight.
If you want to do it, do it.
Oh yeah.
You're not guaranteed tomorrow. Do it today.
It's like, hey, baby, I know it's Saturday or Friday. It's Friday. Yeah. Why would it be?
Hey, baby.
Not that baby.
And what if they wanted to go get married today? What do you have a problem with that?
I would. The woman would.
Yeah, I mean, the big rock.
I would say if you want to do it, just do it any day you want to do it.
That's a woman saying that, so it's like
she don't really believe it. Though
I do believe it.
Okay, so what if someone proposed to you on your birthday?
I wouldn't care. I don't like my birthday, though. You're honest about that. Hey. And I'll tell you why.
Let's get engaged on Christmas Day.
Oh wow,
that would suck. That's just stupid.
Yeah, that's a stressful time for me around Christmas. Although I'm not putting conditions on everything. If it happens, I'll be happy about it. You know, I can't say, well, don't do this on this day. I'm not going to be that person where right. I have so many rules and I'm not
good.
I'm not spontaneous. I'm trying to be more spontaneous.
Are you seeing someone?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
So you don't have any dates for tonight?
Because you were looking at me when you said that, so now I think I'm a ghost.
I have zero dates tonight, and you know what that means? I'm going to catch up on things that I haven't done before.
Paige, are you seeing anyone right now?
I'm seeing you across the room.
Oh, look at that. That's a good answer. Don't you want to get drilled like a piece of sheetrock?
I would love to have kinky wild sex tonight, but it's just not going to happen.
God.
It's true. It's hard for women to get laid, dude, I'm telling you.
It's not hard to get laid. All you have to do is say yes.
But you're just never home for anyone to lay you. How about that?
Yeah, that's true.
You might have to rent a truck stop shower tonight and just, you know, take your chances.
Just go out.
Do they have couple showers?
I don't know. I feel like they could if nobody looks.
But I'm such a nerd. I'm probably going to study and get ahead of my stuff so I can, you know, get through my suffering earlier.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if you can find a date anyway.
I know. I don't know if... 1-800-774-0093.
Find a date.
An impromptu dating game with Paige.
Oh, God.
It's not a guarantee, but, like, you call in, and, like, we'll get three dudes on hold, and we'll do, like, a proverbial. Yeah.
Like a dating
game. We'll do, like, a proverbial dating game.
Oh, my.
Let me ask you this, Paige. You want to be progressive and take any female callers as well?
To date a girl?
Just, you know, have a little...
If I don't have to have sex with her, I'll go out with a girl.
I've said that before.
Why? She needs to get hers.
I'm not romantic. I mean, I love women, but not in that way. And that's fair to say.
You're honest.
I don't get it. Like, why not? Strictly, you know what?
Yeah. Certain age with the man?
It don't matter.
Have you not seen a naked woman before and be like, oh, my God, this is awesome?
I think the female body is absolutely stunning.
It is.
It's just the parts I'm not attracted to. I like a man. I just want to tell you that.
Well, I can't blame you.
I like
the
way men smell. I like the way they act.
You ever kissed a man on the butt?
Oh, yeah. Do you take off men underwear like Matt likes to take off female underwear?
I mean, I've kissed the cheeks, but I've never gotten that.
Yes.
Of course.
Okay, good.
I was married.
All right. Look, there are the phones. We're gonna proverbially find you a date on Valentine's Day. So that'll be your anniversary down the road should you work out. 1-800-774-0093.
See how sad? There's no phone call.
And we'll be back in like 5 and 5, I think it would be.
Yeah.
And if you want to go out again with a page, Fat Boy will pay for it. Good morning, everybody.
Make some trades.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a timeless classic. This is for you, Caroline.
Ba, 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 ba.
Caroline!
Caroline!
Mighty fine!
Mighty fine!
Half the time, and the other half.
Real.
Even though you need a golden calculator to divide and realize down to more girls. I know you like to thank your
don't stank, but
lean a little bit closer. Roses really smell like boo. Yeah, roses really smell like boo.
No, you like to thank, don't you?
Lean a little bit closer. Roses really smell like boo. Boo, boo. Hello.
Yeah.
Roses really smell like boo. Boo, boo.
Caroline is in for the word bitch. Are we going to do the whole song?
Yeah, you are. I'm not singing that song.
Hey, crash, crash, crash into a ditch. Ha, just playing.
Considering
God, we got way too excited for
today
that.
We are all Atlians.
My whiteness just showed.
Yeah, it did.
Wait till we do the Art of Storytelling part two. And the rest of Aquaman and I.
Wait till we put on Nas later.
Oh,
oh
wow. Do some K-Dot. I feel like I'm cool now calling him K-Dot.
K-Dot. I still go Kung Fu Kenny. That might be older school.
I think it is. Drake's got his defenders, though. People are saying he's still a bigger artist globally.
More okay. Money. Well, Gary Glitter used to have a lot of downloads every year, but he was also a pedophile. So the bigger star doesn't matter. I think Woody Allen also has a lot of major awards.
Oh,
he really does. And people turned on him.
He's just a weirdo.
Oh, see, that's another thing I want to get into if time permits today. But we get a bunch of people that want to talk about Paige.
Oh, no, we
and
don't.
And talk about Valentine's Day and want to talk about biscuits. I actually know biscuits on hold.
Biscuit is on hold.
Ooh, oh. Biscuits, yum.
Hey, P1 Biscuit, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm fat and sassy.
Same. Right there with you. That's why we vibe. So, are you married? You got a girlfriend? What are you doing today?
Well, I have both, but now I'm just married.
Good. Uh-oh.
Hell yeah.
That was good.
Consolidating.
Never introduce them. It don't work.
No. Rarely will they get along and say, guys, you don't understand. You have something in common. You know.
Especially if they look alike, too, or look similar.
Right. You should get them with the same names. Then you don't
Did
make
they
that
look
mistake.
Similar, Biscuit? I know where you're making a little
No, nowhere, nowhere similar.
Nowhere similar. Okay.
Nowhere.
All right. So, what's Dang. Up? You're married.
Well, y'all
was so
talking earlier about dates, not to get married.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Not well,
yeah.
Well, I didn't get married on a certain holiday, but I did marry my second wife on mine and my first wife's anniversary because I already had it memorized.
No, you didn't.
Does she know that?
She does now. Well, she told me to pick the date, and I said, are you sure? She said, yes. So I picked the date. We got married. She asked me later. She said, what was so specific about that date?
And you told her the real reason.
Yes, I did. I said, that was mine and my first wife's anniversary, and it's already memorized. And I'm not the smartest man in the world, as you can tell. So I can't have too many dates in my head at one time.
But you straight up with it, honest. You know, that was...
I was straight up.
And you're still married to this woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Legally.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's bad luck or not.
It's cheaper to keep her, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, was she the one that you messed around with?
I think he was just joking at the beginning.
I thought he had both.
Was that a real thing?
No. I wasn't joking.
Oh, he was not joking. Wow.
So I thought the girlfriend...
And the bad thing about it was the girlfriend recently had the same name as my first wife.
Oh.
But they weren't the same person.
See, that's very interesting because that's one thing that I've noticed on a certain dating application.
Mm-hmm.
That if you share a name with an ex or my daughter, I don't care if you're a 10 all around and you're exactly what I want. If you share a name or you have the same name as my daughter, bump, slide. Gone.
Really?
I mean, look, this.
Now I can see the daughter thing, but the ex, there's so many names that are popular.
I'm not a whore.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that you may be missing out on a great person just because of the name.
Well, you know what?
Missed opportunity.
Would they you both date crazy.
A man named Damien?
Yes.
You would.
What if
I knew a Damien who was awesome. It was, never mind. You have a theory there.
Yes, I
do. It was Stu's twin brother, and he was the good one.
There's no good one in that.
Yes.
Biscuits. Buy them both roses today. 2 dozen roses. Split them. One for the girlfriend, one for the wife. Do that, okay?
I always give them both anniversary cards anyway.
Does she have a boyfriend?
I forget who I buy for.
Does your wife have a boyfriend?
Well, that's a good question.
Not yet, but I'm trying to find her one.
But see, that's fair. I think that's fine. You're open for, her getting hers, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he might be a little man female action
that's
going
right.
on. That's cool.
No, we all too big for that.
I love the authenticity
in
right here with this
sleeping bag.
Well, listen, you tell Gravy we said hello, and we hope
that's what we want to call her now.
Aww. Can we call her Gravy just for fun?
yes, sir.
I hope Biscuit and Gravy have the best Valentine's Day ever.
She may be sausage.
Awesome.
All right, my friend. Have a good morning. No more sausage
you
and no gravy, right?
Always.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good morning. That guy, he's
fun.
He's the guy that'll keep you laughing when you somewhere you don't want to be.
Do you ever see a name on like if you were on the app? Do you see a name that you might question like? Maybe I haven't seen this name before. This might not be a real person.
I can tell now by the photos if they're going to be a bot or whatever. Because a lot of you can just tell by the English. I mean, you can just tell by the English that this, like when you can tell a scam email, you can tell like this is broken English. So if you're not a scam, say this in a nice way. If you talk like that while typing and you're not foreign, you're stupid. So I won't be into that. Like, you can't form a sentence on an app. Like, if you're not foreign or a scammer, you're dumb.
But why would they be scammed? I'm so
because they try to. The first week or two I was on there, it was like a bunch of crypto scams.
You're not showing up. Or they are asking for money.
Like, the first couple. But you could tell, like, you can change it to where if they don't have a bio and all these different things, how to, not see that.
So you have to have a bio. You have to read about them.
You don't have to. I have it set up where you have to have one on there because it kind of gets all the bots going.
Oh, I see.
How many people do you think delete it and then reinstall it? Because
I have twice since Christmas.
See, now if I was to get on that thing, I'd get the paid one. So you get, what's the difference between that?
I think you get it's about the messaging. And you also can't send pictures on there. You can send GIFs. You can't send pictures.
Oh, well, can you bypass the app and just like, hey, here's my contact? Let's get off here.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like Paige would have a lot of options if she went that way.
She'd have to get like 14 cell phones. Phones would be ringing off
the hook. For all the pictures that I get? I'd send them to him.
You can't get pictures.
Oh.
Do you not just... I don't think she'll answer this honestly.
She won't.
I'll answer it honestly. This is the new me.
All the pictures that you get unsolicited on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
You didn't ever think about just like taking one and be like, you know what? Let's just do it. Let's just see what happens.
Yes.
You start to YOLO it in your head?
I mean, there's been some nice guys, and I'm thinking, you know.
But she sees like that first. Like that's what they send.
I start talking to them, and then I start seeing patterns, and I know how people
I want to ask you a very serious question now that we've opened this door.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you ever... Oh, man. Now, let it settle in for a minute. Have you ever gotten a penis picture from a man?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope a man. And you then maybe go out with the guy, and maybe it led to a situation where you would see it in person, and it didn't match. He had sent you... Really?
But what do you do then? Like, you're already there.
It's like, wait, that wasn't your ding-a-ling in that picture.
Like, yeah, it just looked different. But maybe it's just in the lighting.
No obvious difference, like... You know, like,
wait a minute, it was flamed tattooed in the photo, and you're completely
because dudes will do that, like that's like a trick.
You know, I wonder
if you had pubic hair like you're a member of the Misfits, now you're completely shaved. What happened?
I wonder if people send out other guys' parts. I really do.
Yeah,
like,
I bet you
if they're not like, because it really doesn't matter, it's the way you do it, honestly. It's how you know, if you have skills, you don't need to have like a yacht. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that in the first place.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think you have the slip for it, do you?
Would you? No. It's perfect.
I give up.
I don't wear a slip. What are you talking about?
She just went out.
All right. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex? Oh. We got a big 8 o'clock hour coming up with a special guest.
Okay.
I will be here the entire hour.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about what do you want in your chocolate? The best qualities in those Valentine's Day gifts that you're getting. What do people want their chocolate? What do they want?
What is the number one flavor?
Yeah, yes. We're going to chocolates because we're going to help you go buy your...
In the chocolate.
Yeah.
Nuts.
A lot of people are going to be getting the women's samplers or the Ferrero Rochers or the little heart box.
Mm-hmm. Freaking edible underwear. Edible arrangements.
Ooh, not
yeah. Those, drop big.
Those are really good. Freaking all the chocolate dipped strawberries.
Jesus. Oh, with the white one. The company that used to come on all the time. They don't come on anymore.
Oh, gosh, that was the best. Like the strawberries.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to talk about that.
Well, we just won't say their
name. Those cookies.
We lost a relationship with them.
I think Dingles was the company.
Dingles?
Dingles.
Dingles, okay.
Wasn't it Dingles Berries?
Our neighborhood. We'll get into all that chocolate talk next. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So what's the best type of filling in that box of chocolates of yours?
I like caramel. Those Reese cups with the caramel on the bottom. Oh. Not the ones with
caramel,
the,
of course.
Not the lava ones. Those look dumb.
Lava ones?
They call it lava, like a Reese lava cup. It's just dark chocolate. And it
looks dad loved, and it somehow passed down to my daughter. She loves them. It skipped a generation from me. The orange chocolate oranges.
Yum. Oh, you talk like good. The Bratches?
They're like in the wrapper.
They're European, like, kind of like English or something.
Yeah, they're like individual pieces of an orange that are shaped like. It's pieces of chocolate that are infused with orange juice or whatever.
Like you see the little, like on the side of the chocolate, you see the little orange center?
No. It's a ball of chocolate. that is infused. Quit texting me during the show. And I know I could turn on silent. I forgot to. And it's infused with it.
Infused. Nice concept.
Yeah, but it's
those are good.
And when you open it, it falls apart like.
You talking about a Wonder Ball?
Oh.
Kinder egg.
He's naughty.
No. Those are the German ones with cookies and or candy inside, right? Toys?
I think so.
They were illegal here in America for years, and then they got some law change where it...
Why don't you open the chocolate and see what's inside?
Have you noticed at gas stations the huge nicotine signs now? Like, they're way... Dude, there's like a whole window pane of the convenience store the other day was talking about danger, warning, nicotine and cigarettes, you know?
Oh, yeah. It might kill you. Like, warning.
I mean, God, it's. I mean, on one hand, that's nice and everything, but like, why y'all gotta be a dickhead to the cigarette people so hard? Like, for real, like, alcohol might make you fall down and break a hip.
They wanna guilt you into not doing it.
I mean, that's. Guess what? Snowballs, those, not that, but the little cane, the little snack cakes might give you diabetes. Yeah. Red food coloring might give you cancer. The whole walls are gonna be consumed with all these warning signs now, and it's because
eating will kill you.
What? Everything will.
How about watching a show that says smoking, language, sensitive images if you are epileptic as hell.
Right. Flashing lights. Well, nudity. I need to see a gender.
Okay.
You don't want to say, put the little print symbol on there that I'll have to look
up.
Do
you have to see a naked picture before you get naked with someone?
I just want
to
know what nudity I'm setting through. They should also put like what they rate that nudity on a scale from 1 to 10. Like if it's an old woman naked.
Is this fake or real?
That's a 2, maybe. I don't want to see it.
Pop an eggplant emoji up there.
So back to the chocolate story. It's National Cream-Filled Chocolate Day. So 4,000 people were polled in this, and this is what we found.
I need to watch that.
7% of these people like mint in their chocolates. Like,
Andy mints are real good.
Yeah.
Or, I don't want to get too far in the weeds.
Is that what you're thinking? I am.
If you can make, like, truffles out of the Oreo mint chocolate.
That'd be good.
Oh, they are good.
And then fruity filling, 9% like that. This is like food sex.
Like food porn is a real thing.
Sound like a creepy guy driving by a playground, right?
You sound like the neighbor on Family Guy. Chris, you want to come over? Lay down some hardwood floors, Chris.
4%. I'm sorry, 10% like toffee. Toffee's good. So here's the top three. Fat boy may be onto something. He knows his foods. 3% coconut filling. I'm sorry. At number 3, coconut filling, 12%.
You had us at cream pie.
The runner up to number 1 is nuts. Everybody loves nuts. 16%.
The donuts is going to be number 1.
You see that they're finding they can treat, I'm not joking, they can treat people with nut allergies with peanut butter. Well, using it to treat the nut allergy.
That is just...
Couldn't be crunchy, right? That'd be creamy.
It'd be, yeah, but still, like that...
That's like getting you immune. That's what...
Exactly.
Yes.
But people that have a nut allergy, or at least in their parents thought that, because, you get sick, you know, you eat... But they find out if you kind of try to don't run from it and kind of have like a spoonful of peanut butter, it'll kind of ease that away where you don't have to
be so
hard to live. You know, because even if you buy a food that's made in a warehouse where they also have nuts, there's a chance it might make you sick.
I'm trying to think. There's two types of immunity and passive immunity. And when you take... when you get a vaccination, you're exposed to whatever virus it is. So with it in your body, it's going to break down whatever is attacking.
So you should build an immunity, right? Like you should eat more nuts and a pair of boxers.
Well, I wouldn't suggest doing that because if you have an allergic reaction, you don't want to go into anaphylactic shock because that could kill you.
You know, just make J-Lo or divorcing.
It just makes your neck get bigger, right?
No, it makes you stop breathing because you're...
I mean, I'd do that if I walk too far.
So the number one answer in this chocolate thing is caramel or caramel, whichever.
Caramel.
It's just a good compliment. 34%.
It's yummy. It's delicious. You can drip it on ice cream, eat it in your chocolate.
Let's say if I go to a certain corral this evening.
Yeah.
I like to go to the soft serve, and then you pour the hot caramel on the top.
Oh,
Oh, yeah.
You let it work its way down.
Do you
where
go
it covers
there
the gummy bears.
Alone?
I may take my son.
Yeah.
You know, I might go after Forrest and get some steak. Might be a lot of people there. I don't know.
Do you ever like put chocolate and caramel on there and then lots of whipped cream and nuts?
I'm not a big chocolate person. Like, it has to be a piece of candy, like a Twix or a Reese.
Oh, just one Twix.
Yeah. Like, it can't be a lot.
Two. Yeah, left or right? Your favorite?
It has to be. It's the same. It's the pierced ear theory. So it has to be the left.
No.
Right Twix is gay.
No, it's like your political affiliation should be. It's the right.
Oh, no.
It's the right.
We don't go with ear pierce theory anymore?
I don't remember which that is. I left. Got Mandela affected on that.
Left is okay.
Left ear, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Believe me. This was drilled into my head growing up. If you pierce that right ear, you ain't coming home.
Which ear is, which scar do I have? What side? Is this one, right? Okay,
I can't really see.
Okay, I'm thinking about looking in the mirror. You're right. Shut up.
It's just dark.
You got to think, well, how do you see yourself? In an effing mirror? So it's backwards. So it kind of makes sense.
You can always fill that in with eyebrow pencil, though, so nobody would ever see it.
But if you could do both, if you do both, that's
fine. I can even dye that for you, and nobody would ever
You know, when I was a kid, it was
only, I know you got earrings. It's cool.
During the breakdancing days, you'd put two little lines in the corner of your eyebrow. And my mother got livid about that.
Why?
Because she's like, the hair might not grow back. You're going, you know, the whole.
No, you know, I mean, come on. You're like Jason Kelce. You can shave, and 5 minutes later, it's going to grow back.
Yes. I can also smash your cell phone and call you a slur and get away with it.
You've been practicing the other part for a while, so you got to start smashing phones now.
You ass.
Is that all we can do? All right, well, I'm getting to nose your eyes. I'm sorry.
Well, look, we talked about food, man. Chocolate is...
I know, it's so good. I did that for you, fat boy.
I mean, how many people are just... That's going to be the gift today is some kind of, like you said, anal arrangement or whatever.
Edible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he's going on with your boy over here?
He's thinking about email without the I and L in it.
You might want to get some chocolate-covered strawberries or you know, chocolate-covered
cookies.
Blueberries. I don't know.
Ice cream.
Chocolate-covered blueberries.
Like, you don't always mix with everything.
That actually sounds good, though.
Answer the phone. That's somebody's texted that like 7 times. We don't.
No, because it's payday. If you call them payday, you want money. So,
Dude, my bad. I hit busy all. All right, now you can call. My bad. I did do that. You're all right.
Listen, you're dangerous with that software. They got to come.
You need to take the training.
I dozed off during the training, so I've realized what part.
We'll send you to Brain Shark.
Oh, no. I'm not going to Brain Shark or Vaginal Creative again. I'm done. All right.
Brain Shark.
Your phone call's next, 1-800-774-0093. We talk about whatever, Valentine's Day. Also, the idea about what you're getting them is something special, kind of.
Oh, yeah. Look, we you got to ask us. We've got great advice when it comes to gifts. We know what we like to get.
Yeah. I mean, and you've got you know, two guys and a girl here that can maybe give you some good advice on
outside
kind of
the
stuff.
Box, we've done it before.
Yeah.
It's one of our big gift-giving advice days.
You know, for years on Valentine's Day, we would marry couples, not polygamy, but mm-hmm. we would actually have a huge mass wedding.
That was fun.
Yeah. Oh. Two of those couples are still together.
Oh, I was going to ask, did the guy make it to air because he called? I couldn't remember if we put him on or not, but
the very
first one.
Yeah,
just
we did.
Two of them?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's more.
I know of just two. I'm sure there's some that maybe stayed together, but
We did the all same sex edition of the one.
No, we didn't.
He did it in his fantasy.
No, we did not. We did not. Mom, if you hear that rumor, Mel, that was just a funny little line Fat Boy just said. It was never on the books. All right, good morning, everyone.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.